And that's how we hear, "Oh, you still in contact with Pat then?" And we're like, "Yeah." Obviously more so now because of what's happening with regards to the Bring Back Funhouse, but he always used to give us a call and we try and go and see him or he comes down to see us. Well, I'm really hoping like we reach our target and it takes off because, I mean, obviously we're still in the dark a lot of it. We don't know where it's going to be. They haven't even told us in a location in London. We've done well considering of the time scale it's been already. I mean, either way, I'd just like to think if we didn't raise it, there'd be some secret funding or something, you know, for it to actually take effect. Because obviously the work involved, obviously the, what's been done already, like the plans and sort of showing you what it's going to look like. But again, we're still in the dark as to where it's going to be. Because obviously they'll say, we won't say, but it's going to be in a great location in London. I mean, it's amazing that we still get so much work from that show, considering, you know, it did actually end, but it is, you know, it is repeated every now and then on Challenge. Since we did this launch, though, I have gained loads more followers on Twitter. Like, some of them are like, I've gained, like, Rick Astley, Luke Goss, Chesney Hawks. I'm like, oh, my God. It's awesome. I'm like, oh, my God, they're following me. Awesome. Yeah, it's good. So, yeah, we all hope it takes off, and it obviously will actually happen next year, but for now it's sort of been promotional work.